We have a lot of time until the playoffs, and of course we have crucial games. We have the organization of the cup, and at the end on April and May it's the champion. After some period that was really hard for us before Christmas, we made a very good job at the Euro Cup, as at the last games we made 4 out of 6 wins. And after that we had a little bit rest during the Christmas. After that we went to Greece to play 2 friendly games with 2 very good teams. One of them is also played the Euro Cup, is PAOK, and Aris is also a very good team, and we have a very good performance up there. We won Aris, and we had a draw, although it doesn't happen draw in basketball, but we had a draw with PAOK.
Do you have some injury problems, some health problems, especially for Orlando Tucker, maybe you say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, listen, Orlando had an excellent performance until Christmas, and as we realized that the team didn't have a proper preparation, and we pushed too much the guys during the last 35 days before Christmas, as they played in 35 days 13 games. Euro Cup and Bulgaria Championship, and also travel, trainings. That was really hard for the players, and that really pushed them too hard. The effect of this was Orlando to have an injury in his knee. It wasn't something really serious, but he stayed out for 15 days. Now he's healthy. The last 2-3 days he started to run and to practice just a few pieces of the training with us. And tonight he will probably participate to the training by 70-80%.
Can he play in Burgas? How do you think with Chernomorets?
We will not push him too hard to play, but I'm extremely sure that at the next game with Beroe at home, he will play.
Can you tell us something more about your new playmaker?
The new 2 Bulgarians. I have to say something for them, but I'm really satisfied that they are with us, that except that there are good players, and we all know them, there are excellent characters. And it's really important for us in the team to have a very good atmosphere and have guys that have good character. Dan, the new player, Chris, he came from a good team, Budis Ploiești, who is a champion of Romania. He saw us what he can do, just a piece of this in Greece, but he had a very slight injury at the last game with PAOK, and he will start to practice on Monday.
So he won't play against Chernomorets?
We'll see. He probably play, he probably won't play. One thing that I want to give a message, and I insist too much, not only to the team, but also to the club, is there's 2 words. It's stability and patience. Okay, we try every day to put some rules to our game. We tried every day to have good practice, and this brings us stability. On the other side, as we're making decisions, we try these decisions to have inside the element of patience. I will just give you one example, that before 3 years, when the big coach Duda Ivković was at Olympiakos, they went at Vitoria with Bilbao and they lost 33 points. After that, they became calm, they stay united and stable, they have patience and stability, and the next 2 years, they became 2 times champions of Europe.